Are you getting enough playtime? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Teresa Gonzalez, assistant professor of sociology at Knox College, explores how play isn't just for kids and how it can be used to make better communities.
We tend to think of play as a social action, playing dress-up, playing sports, or playing make-believe. Play, however, also provides a space for community building and can help to foster civic engagement and diffuse tense situations, whether during public protest or between neighbors. Play can also be used by marginalized individuals as a tool to struggle against exclusionary practices and for them to tell their own stories, create counter-narratives, and develop new ways of thinking and being. This use of play and the imagination allows us to look at the world around us and reimagine it in ways that may not seem possible. Within Chicago, residents and grassroots organizations within high-crime neighborhoods use play and playfulness in order to foster a deeper sense of community and as a way to reshape public spaces. It's also used to highlight neighborhood assets and resident skill sets and to create spaces for dialogue and sociability in spaces that are so-called unsafe. These groups focus on joy rather than violence by reclaiming public space through positive loitering campaigns. While loitering is linked to aimlessness and crime, positive loitering is done to purposely reclaim public space from criminal activity. This is accomplished through reimagining public streets, sidewalks, parks, and abandoned lots as spaces for music, dancing, eating, skateboarding, basketball, and just having fun. These types of activities provide residents of high-crime areas with opportunities to both learn new ways of using their neighborhoods and connecting with other residents, and also to unlearn behaviors that prevent them from going out, enjoying public space, and engaging in placemaking on their own terms.
That was Teresa Gonzalez of Knox College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.